Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about a man who made monuments to his own disobedience. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, which read as so. So when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel. And indeed, he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. God told King Saul to do something, and Saul only partially obeyed. In his case, partial obedience was complete disobedience. Strangely, Saul wasn't sorry about his disobedience. Instead, he seemed proud of it. When the prophet Samuel came to meet Saul, Samuel came reluctantly. Years before this, Samuel anointed Saul as king, and now he had to discipline this disobedient king. When Samuel came to Saul's camp with the army of Israel, they told him that King Saul wasn't there, so he went to Carmel, and he set up a monument for himself. Clearly, Saul was not grieved over his sin. Matter of fact, Saul was quite pleased with himself. And there was not the slightest bit of shame or guilt in Saul, even though he directly disobeyed the Lord. Later in 1 Samuel, God will raise up another man to replace Saul as king. His name is David. And in contrast to Saul, he was known as a man after God's own heart. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. Even though David would also disobey God, the difference between him and Saul was great. David felt the guilt and shame someone should feel when they sin. Saul didn't feel it. His conscience was dead to shame, and his heart was dead to God. Saul's heart was so dead that he could directly disobey God and still set up a monument for himself on this occasion. When Saul set up a monument for himself, it also showed that Saul was not the same humble man who once had a humble opinion of himself. You'll find that back in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 21. He wasn't the same man who once hid among the equipment out of shyness. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 22. You see, the years, the military victories, the prestige of the throne of Israel, all of it revealed the pride in Saul's heart. Samuel went to where Saul was, and when Saul saw the prophet, he said, Blessed are you of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Because of pride, Saul came to the prophet of God with such boldness, boasting of his obedience. You see, Saul was self-deceived. He probably really believed what he told Samuel. He probably believed that he had performed the commandment of the Lord. Pride always leads us into self-deception. When we sin, the last thing we should do is set up a monument to the sin and tell ourselves that we have performed the commandment of God. Instead, we should be quick to humbly confess and repent and thereby be men and women after God's heart, to be more like David and less like Saul. God helping us, we'll be like that, and we'll start on that path today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.